The post-match interview.
Renee Gehring is downstairs. Renee, come on in. Tell us about the Collingwood rooms.
I sure am. It's a packed house, actually. The family and friends are well packed in. And as the boys making their in, there's lots of laughter and lots of smiles around the room, as you can expect, after a good win. And the boys are just making their way in now.
Now, Renee, you know your number one job is to get that K-Rock microphone position media coverage.
Just moving my way around. Got to do a few bumps, I think, to get 3AW out of the way.
Sharpen up those elbows.
I'm trying.
If there's not a photo in the paper tomorrow, you might struggle to get back onto boundary duties, I would suggest.
All right, let me see how I go.
Take a big hanger over the top of Brody Grundy.
I think I'm behind Mason Cox, so let's see how I go here.
Looks like they're forming up. Tell us about what's going on.
There you go.
Yeah, certainly. Now, just let us know if we are going to be speaking to one of the Magpies straight up or whether they are indeed heading to the rooms.
Yeah, we sure are. We've got Will Hoskin-Elliott straight up. They're going to come in as we speak. I think they're just mingling around, finding out that they're going to speak with us, so it won't be a moment.
Okay, let us know up the line. And as far as your match-up for Geelong Insurance Brokers goes, Geelong Insurance Brokers covering Geelong for 25 years. Gee, that was a good match-up, wasn't it, Gorn and Grundy?
It was. Grundy actually won the hit-outs, but Max Gorn around the ground was fantastic. And
according to this, Grundy 30 hit-outs, Gorn 33, but look at the hit-outs to advantage. Gorn 14, Grundy 7.
So there you go. Grundy's lost on all dimensions
giving
today.
Giving him a bath, really.
Yes. Gorn was outstanding. He won't
have to have a shower, will he, today, Brody Grundy? He's just been...
Come back out and pull his pants back up and away he goes.
The schematic standout. You've also got to deliver that a little bit later as well.
Brownie. I think it was Max Gorn. He's the one that kept... kept him in the game, Koza. Otherwise, it would have been blown out by half time. His ability to work up and down the ground, we question some of their midfield's work rate, but for a guy who's well over 200, or 800 centimetres, as Benny Cass called in the middle of the coverage there, his work rate to get up and down the ground and join in offensively, help out his defenders, and then probably be their best kick inside forward 50 on the day, he's had an outstanding day.
You've been in the coaching caper. Does someone get that tape out? And Brendan McCartney talked about watching training and everything else. Does someone get that tape out and show Clayton Oliver and show a couple of other midfielders to go, see this really tall piece of timber? He's getting back there. Why are you still standing?
Well, they will, Koza, but they'll also have the ability. And at this ground, there's nowhere to hide at AFL grounds anymore. There's four different angles as a bare minimum. So you can see where everyone is at every point in time. And that behind the goals footage, they'll be scrolling through that and seeing their work rate and when they actually work defensively and when they don't.
Okay, so our schematic standout is Max Gorn. Schematic, don't panic, call Schematic, delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Thanks to Schematic.
I'll just give you his stats. 34 disposals. Probably the only downside, he only took 5 marks, but 34, he had 10 clearances. He had more clearances than any other player on the ground. 33 hit-outs, 14 of those to advantage. And it was one of the reasons why the Ds were able to win the clearances out of the middle, 16-6 and overall 46-29.
I'll tell you what, for Kurz High, why don't you run through a couple of stats while we're waiting for Renee downstairs? Just give us some of the key stats. They'll all be in Collingwood's favour,
Well, you look at it, Melbourne had more of the ball, had more contested possessions, more clearances, more inside 50s.
Don't tell me that, Bucky.
Collingwood had 16 more tackles. Ball use was a concern, 65% Melbourne, Collingwood 74%. There it is right there. Their transition was better. He caught it for most of the game, Kozer. Individually, Treloar, he had 34. Phillips, 27. And Sidebottom, 27 and a goal. 24 to Pendlebury. Sire was good. He had more tackles than anyone else on the ground. He had 9 plus 23 and 4 clearances. First game of the season. Howe, 22 was good. H, 21. Mychek, 20 worked hard. Main, 20. 19 apiece to Crisp. Hoskin-Elliott, 3 goals. 3 goals to Stevenson was magnificent. Game by Jaden Stevenson. 19 touches and 9 marks. Harms the best for the Ds with 35. Mentioned Gorn's game, 34 disposals, 10 clearances. Oliver, 33 and 32 to Brayshaw.
Well done for Kurt. Kerr's Hyacinta to serve Solar and Signature Homes. Downstairs, Renee Gehring.
Yeah, down here with Will Hoskin-Elliott. Congratulations, first of all, on the game. How did it feel out there?
Yeah, thank you. It was a really good game tonight. We, you know, we wanted to bounce back after last week, but to do it the way we did today was pretty good.
And we know we've been talking about the build-up this week with the Fight MND round, and we've seen the footage with Neil Danaher sharing with the group. Does that, I suppose, mean something a little bit more for you today?
Yeah, it does. It's a tough, the beast, they call it. It is. It's really tough, and we're glad to be able to play this game today. It's for a great cause, so, yeah.
Will, it's Ian Cohen upstairs with Ben Casnelia, Lee Brown, Premiership Magpie, and also Heath Buck. Well done. Couple of goals for you today as well. Melbourne just had issues defensively. You guys were able to run the ball, not quite at will, but you certainly had it under control going through the middle and round the wings of the MCG.
Yeah, we trained it through the week. We wanted to get our ball right, our ball movement right. Struggled a little bit last week, like I said, but yeah, the way we moved the ball tonight was pretty good. Our forwards were in the right spots or not.
They certainly were. What about the mark for Jaden Stevenson? Where were you when that unfolded?
I was about 15 minutes behind him, so it was pretty good.
Will, your own season, you've taken some time to work into the year with some injuries early, and you feel like today you looked really free and fresh. Three goals obviously sort of is icing on the cake, but do you feel like you're starting to work into the year?
Yeah, my last probably two, maybe three games, I felt a lot more comfortable with my fitness. So we're building each week, but tonight was really good.
Have you found it more difficult? I mean, missing that early part of the season, do you have to sort of do a mini pre-season within the season? And does that sort of mean you're maybe not as fresh as you'd like to be come game day?
Yeah, I did probably a 4.5-week block before round five, I think it was. And it was pretty solid. So, I don't want to do that too often.
Will, well done on your game today, personally, and as a group. The speed in your front half was really important today. Yourself, Jaden Stevenson and DeGoey, obviously with that speed and power. Is that something you speak about during the week and getting some key matchups in your forward 50?
We do speak about the speed, but it's more the aerial stuff, because it's not just Coxie and Broads that provide the aerial for us. So we try and focus on that and then get the speed from the contest.
Will, Heath Buck here, mate. Congratulations on the win. We spoke a lot about Braden's size game. I know it's his first game of the year. Got his opportunity, obviously, with Beams going out. We thought he was terrific. 9 tackles, 23 disposals. Just works really hard. Just gives you a different element there in the middle.
Yeah, he's just he's a big bull. He's really thick. And he's hard.
What do you mean? Like he's dumb or he's actually built really well?
He's built really well. You can't tackle him. If he runs at you, you try and run out of the way. Like, well, I do anyway, because he's just too big.
He wears those big shorts, Will. Is it? what's the go with those things? They look like you show movies on them.
I think it's just a comfort thing for him.
We spoke about the Jaden Stevenson mark, but what's your take on the Jeremy Howe mark, Will? I mean, magnificent mark, but it gets done for a bit of a boot in the back. What's your take on that?
Yeah, where I was standing, I was directly in front of Tommy McDonald, so I thought it was purely a mark. I didn't get to see the replay or anything. So from where I was standing, I was like, oh wow, that's a pretty bad call. But if the boot's in the back, then that's the rule. So,
well, you got a bye next week. What does Will Hoskin-Elliott have planned?
Not too much, I think. I'll let the wife have some time, and I'll do dad duties this week, I think.
Okay, how many juniors do you have?
No, just the one.
Okay, well, perfect. And maybe, yeah, how old is Junior?
He's just turned one.
Okay, so you've just got
it's man on man.
You got your hands defense. Full there, yeah. I would have thought,
still
with a one-year-old.
Duty, yeah, he's still Mappy Junior.
Oh. He's just started walking and then getting into things and climbing. So
is he showing anything?
he's doing a fair bit.
In terms of the club, though, Will, what's the program here? Obviously, a break at the halfway point of the year is really important for your group to refresh and recover and get going again. But what's the plan? Do you get it 4 or 5 days off as a group where, you know, everyone can get away a little bit? Or, you know, what happens now as a group?
Yeah, so I think the next 2 days we'll be in the club for recovery and review. And then I think from Thursday, Sunday, we'll get a couple of days off.
What's the most exotic location a teammate might be going to, Will?
I think there's a few heading up to Noosa, maybe Bali.
Bit of Bali for 4 days.
Bit of Bali. It's not too far to travel, so I think that's probably about it.
Nice.
just done a public service warning for everyone to watch out for Noosa and Bali. The Magpies might be descending there.
Now, Will, we had Tom Langdon on in the pre-game, and he sort of got found out or dobbed in by one of your assistant coaches, namely Justin Longmuir, about wearing socks and the sandals. Is that part of your get-up and arrangement when you stroll into the club on a Monday morning?
No, there's definitely a fair few of those, but it's not my kit, that's for sure.
Is there a group of those guys? Are they mainly private school boys?
Yeah, they are, actually. Yep.
You're none of that north sunshine, Will.
No, none of that down there.
You'd need a helmet on.
That's for sure.
Will, congratulations on your game. We try and have a bit of fun on K-Rock, so don't take it too seriously.
Perfect.
But, look, well done. Enjoy the time off. Enjoy being a dad for a little while. But congratulations in front of over 70,000 at the MCG. Magpies back to their winning ways. So, well done, Will.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Will.
The post-match interview.